Welcome back, podcast listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the Embrace the Possible podcast with Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda. And we're here for the second portion. And we left off, we were walking through the different keys to executing an effective action plan. And I think we covered people. Joanna just covered communication. I'm going to talk to you about measuring and monitoring performance, which is very key when you're trying to ensure that you're hitting those targets along your roadmap. So the first key is, you know, to track multiple actions and ongoing actions at one time. It's good to have a bird's eye view of your business plan, status updates, and that helps you look at those priorities for the future as you shift and change and move along through your roadmap. And you, one of the things that Joanna and I had to do is develop a strategic plan scorecard or like a monitoring tool, something that helps track your plan and you can adjust. And I think Joanna talked to it earlier, being agile, because you're going to have to move some stuff around. And, you know, just to keep it 100 with you guys, Joanna and I did this. What happened with us, we got very busy and we didn't have that strategic overview. Look, we had it, but we weren't going back to it, like visiting every quarter, every 30 days or once a month. We weren't doing that. We got so caught up in the day-to-day and we lost our focus on that strategic map. So what we did to kind of, we had to take a strategic pause and we set up monthly meetings where we only focused on reviewing our quarterly goals to ensure that we stayed on track. And at this meeting, we are not allowed to talk about anything else. We have to stay on that goals because, you know, as you can see, we can go off on multiple tangents. And when you're running a business, there's so much stuff going on. It's quick to have one issue. It could be the closest alligator we're fighting, take over that whole meeting. But we had to really be strategic with this meeting. Mm-hmm. And we used this time to do a scorecard check. We identified issues, challenges, and we tweak as needed. And the reason this was helpful for us, because we have found out that sometimes we underestimated ourselves with some of our goals. And other times we need to readjust our goals. We were a little bit too ambitious and we need to pull that back. Or somebody, probably Joanna, came in with a whole with a whole different way to achieve an effort that's on the roadmap, which is okay. But that has happened to us. And we understand, anything we tell you, 9 times out of 10, we've done it, we lived it, we've been through it. So, you know, we don't try to give you nothing that we haven't been through. And so it's okay to adjust as needed. The key is you have to continue to move forward. Regardless of how many adjusting or realigning you have to do, keep moving forward. Go back to those aspirations and positive words. I think that was podcast like one where we talked about the good words.
Yes.
You got to go back to that and move forward.
Yes. And your scorecard check, if I could just add to that,
yeah, go ahead,
is also a good place and point. And then the government, we like to say, if you're going to build a plan, it's good to fail and fail early.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So if you're going to fail, fail early. If you know you're going to fail, it's better to address it sooner than later. The worst thing that could happen is try to be dismissive of something that's at risk. And right. So it's better to just go and face it head on, say, this is not appropriate at this time. It could be because the finances don't track up to what the resources need to build the requirement in accordance with the strategy that's on your roadmap. If that's okay, then just move it, you know,
so shift it.
I'm gonna actually dare you, because I was it's like football, you know, if you didn't meet, like,
no, hey, I just want to say,
if you didn't get,
wait, wait, Joanna don't know nothing about football. Look, I just want to say this. Go ahead, finish. I want to hear this. Go ahead.
So I do know about football. My son is actually incredible with football. However,
Right.
So he's taught me, but however, nothing like Cree. Cree watches stats and she keeps that scorecard like there's no tomorrow. But you know, you have to hit certain marks before hitting that touchdown.
Yeah.
And the coach has to constantly, the coach is watching at the end line, say, okay, we have him.
Change his strategy. Right. He got the playbook. He's switching plays.
He's switching plays, right? And so, and he's like the epitome of being agile.
Right.
And at the end of the game, all everybody cares about is who's going to win and how you're going to get to that touchdown, get the most touchdowns and win. So it's okay if you're going to fail, fail early.
That's right.
Address the issues at hand, and goes back to communication. Communicate those risks. Don't be scared to tell people you failed.
Don't be scared.
Right. tell your people, I made a mistake, or this is what happened. We need to address this now, and this is what needs to shift.
Readjust.
And you know what? You could even bring them in. What ideas do you have that can bring us back on schedule? Things like that, right? People have a lot to give.
And let me jump in real quick. Even though you may have to reshift, don't just come and say, we can't do this. Come with a solution.
Always come with a solution.
Always come with a solution. And even if you're by yourself, because if you have a partner, they may be able to provide the solution. But if you're by yourself building this business, don't freak out if you see something coming up. Pause, stop, think through it, and figure out what your solution is going to be. Don't get stuck that there's a risk here and we may not meet this mark. That's already said and done. Like my big mama used to say, don't cry over spilled milk. Mm-hmm. It's gone. It's a risk. You're not going to meet the mark. How do you fix it?
And I would say you don't need to have, just for clarity, you don't need to have a conclusive solution.
Right. It could be partial.
So you could have a partial solution, or you could have just multiple ideas, especially if you have a team or a partner. You could say, this is what I'm thinking, and these are what are the multiple ideas that I have. And then that person can help you put that picture together to fix, to come to a better solution together.
Right.
So that it's not only your solution and you need to have the answers to everything,
right?
Because you don't. And if you're a single person that's building this business,
you could
go to your village, you could go to your coach, your consulting person, and they can also help you say, maybe you want to tweak it this way, tweak it that way. And you know, sometimes even when we see a risk, we can make it bigger than what it really is.
Right, right. So, we give it life.
Right.
You give it life, all your emotions, like, oh my God, this is going to kill me.
Right. And so sometimes it's not that big.
No.
And so when you speak it out and you address the issue, it helps minimize that beast. And that beast becomes nothing and it goes away.
And one thing I want to bring out when you was talking about if you got a team or a partner or your village, that diversity of thought, especially when you are approaching a problem and you think it could really be significant, you're so close to it, you're not going to be able to see straight. So you need to leverage and tap into those other networks and that diversity of thought. That's going to really help you come up with the right solution, or not, it may not be a solution, but path forward to get to the solution. So never lose that diversity of thought is key.
And be open.
Right.
Be open. When somebody gives you that suggestion or on how to move forward with something, don't shut down and think that your strategy is the only way.
Right. Because then you will shut down.
You will. And you lose people that way.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that could be in your village. And if you, you could say, that is a great thought. And we laugh at this when people say it, and we'll take that under consideration.
Thank you.
Yes. Usually that means they're not.
Right.
But
get the look.
Yes.
Joanna gives a look. When I tell her something, she be, so you don't like that?
but overall, at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you are listening.
Correct.
And you are acknowledging that people are giving their ideas. That's a valuable, very tangible resource. And when we think of resources, which we're going to go to next, we tend to think of that in a monetary value type of it. It's only a dollars event, but resource in building the business is always it's multiple things. It's not just money, and people are resources. and you want to take value into people as a resource, not just that you're paying them and just think that they're, oh, I'm paying them. Right. So they just have to do
That's something real.
Right?
That's cool.
So people are valuable. It doesn't matter what role they're playing. They're all valuable. As you're going forward in your business, you do need to balance innovation and control.
Right.
You want to be innovative. Innovation is an awesome thing to have as you're building and executing your roadmap. It's what you're going to innovate on as a new product or as an idea. And it's crucial to the continuation of your success of your business or organization. However, you want to be real careful where that innovation lies and control that into a way that is not going to hurt your timeline and your resources. What I like to do when I'm looking at my timeline is I like to reverse engineer all of my projects. And then that goes back to more or less our budgetary world. We look at when something needs to be paid for instance, or when something needs to be executed. In this case scenario, I'll tie it back to when does your goal need to be implemented? When are you trying to have this house built? When are you opening your business and ready to serve? So we look at that time and I would reverse engineer it. And that's how I built my timelines. And if there's anything that I want to be innovative on, I'm going to make sure that I control that in a manner of what is going to look and what is the risk of moving that date of opening my business. And so that's how I do it when I'm considering if I could, you know what, that's a great idea. Let's just throw this in. Or, you know,
the good idea fairy. It's like, you know, what? You want to know what?
So we have, and the list of priorities, right? So we have priority 1, 2, and 3, but oh my gosh, I have an idea over here. And it might throw priority 1 off. Priority 1 may be critical.
Right.
So you have to look at the overall view, get that bird's eye view. And then again, I always look at it. I go back to that end goal. And say, okay, what do I have to do to meet that end goal? And am I impacting that? And that's where I want to keep always in my mind on a constant basis to make sure that my project is going to come to the right conclusion that I'm looking to get at the end.
And that goes when Joanna was talking about having an agile process where you can make those changes and shifts as needed and do it earlier if you can. But if not, if you do have to stick it in because it's so innovative and it helps you get you did that roadmap, how does is it worth the innovate? Is the innovation worth the time?
Right. Or the money.
And the money.
Right. So it's always going to come back to that. And so being innovative, a lot of innovation could be tools, could be technology, and that could actually minimize your timeline. So if you could get something done faster, absolutely innovate. Look for innovations that are going to bring down that timeline, cut down your resources. That actually would benefit your overall opening your business and maintaining it. And that should always be done. But you don't want to ever do it at a risk of losing business.
Right. Because like the most common reason where action plans can be unsuccessful is because people bite off too much than they can chew. Like, this is a really good idea, but I want to just, you know, I want to go ahead and stick this in here. But it could throw everything off. And it's okay to be ambitious, but we need to ensure that the steps are measured. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, Joanna. And the thing that happens, if you do get over, if you do start throwing stuff, let's do this, I love this, I love that. This is how you're going to get impacted. And I got to make sure I'm saying this right. So I'm going to kind of take my time on this. You throw all this stuff in the pot. Now your roadmap is massive. You didn't check to see what's impacted. You didn't check anything. And you still got this start date within 30 days, but you got 50 things on here you need to do. But when you don't meet that date, you're going to put yourself in a situation where you will become overwhelmed, discouraged. You're going to start to shut down because for all this effort you're putting in, you don't see nothing. There is no result. And then it could take you down this path of why am I doing this? This didn't work. Well, you did too much. You right. didn't, you didn't have that balance. So this is why having that balance and managing the innovation, all of that is very important, because we all get excited about ideas and all this other stuff. We want to do so much, but building it out along that roadmap and putting it in its proper place and accounting for the right time that it takes to execute is very significant.
And that's where your performance measures come in as well.
Right.
Right. So when you look at it, what we call this is a return on investments.
Yep, ROI.
So where are you getting a return on your investment for what you're putting in? Again, that doesn't need to tie exactly to your financial resources. It can also tie into what are you getting for your idea? Did your idea build something? For instance, we have an idea even for social media. Okay, well, what did that give us in value for our clients that was produced out of the social media and time that we put into?
What's your return on investment?
What was the return on investment? So it's time, it's people, it's money.
All of it.
All of the above. So that brings us to budget.
And yay! So
the resources, budget. When we talk about resources, budget, everybody likes to think of just budget. And I keep saying budget. We've had multiple clients that this is where people tend to just not want to start a business.
No, we had one client, she just cringed every time we said budget.
Ooh. Yes. And they're not familiar with Excel. They're just not numbers people. They do not like to track resources. And it was like, why do I have to track it? And even if you outsource this part of your business, I truly believe that you as the business owner should, we're not telling you what to do, but you should actually have some sort of knowledge and context to what's happening with the resources. Mm-hmm. If you don't understand this, it is very difficult for you to execute your roadmap. Mm-hmm. With that, we do need to take a short break. I'll come back with resources when we come back and come to a conclusion on our podcast. And so we will take a short break. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda with ICE Consulting and Coaching. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Business owners, have you ever thought of owning your own business but didn't know how to get started? Or are you a new business owner experiencing early startup growing pains? Do you want to transform your business to go to the next level? ICE Consulting and Coaching can help you through these growing pains. We encourage you to take advantage of over 45 years of knowledge, training, and experience. We will take you through a proven results-oriented three-phase approach. Phase one is where you will identify your strengths, business development gaps, and opportunities. Phase two is where you will commit to a strategy, a plan of action tailored to you and your business. Phase three is where you will excel in transformational success. Visit our website at iceconsultingservices.com and sign up for a free consultation and a pre-assessment today.
Welcome back, podcast listeners. You've been listening to Joanna Seda and Lucretia Williams from the Embrace the Possible podcast. And Joanna was just, when we left off, Joanna was talking about resources. Before we jump back into the money thing, I want to jump in and kind of talk to the other resource of time. It's a resource that people really don't manage and people don't really pay attention to, but are you putting the right amount of effort towards your action plan?
And value to your own time.
That's good. You want to expand?
Value your time.
There you go.
I think when we start building our business, that sometimes we don't respect ourselves enough to respect our own time.
That's real.
And we give it away too freely.
Yes.
And so it might be not just giving it away too freely, but also giving it to the wrong purpose and the wrong people.
There you go.
So we want, as business owners, I think we have to value our time so much. And this happens more so. It's easier to do when we started getting really, really busy. It was very easy for us to say, I'm sorry, we can't do something because we had something else on the calendar. And we were able to do that, right?
Right.
But I'm talking about early on, from day one.
Yeah, you got to value your worth and know your worth, understand it.
Right.
And don't underestimate it.
Right. So if you're not going to, this is not, as a boss, you're not valuing your time hour for hour anymore.
Right.
You are a business owner. It's a difference between if you were to ever to go to a store and ask for them to open the door and it's like they're about closing. The difference in a business owner to an employee, I guarantee you, if it's the business owner, they would say, absolutely, please come in.
Right. If I'm an employee, we close.
Right. Because
I'm ready to go home.
I'm ready to go home and you're not paying me an extra hour time or whatever it is. They think by the hour.
Right.
You cannot think by the hour when we're taking on being the boss.
That's right. And another that is time. What are you putting your time to? For example, what books are you reading?
Yes.
That's that time, your outside time. I'm not physically working on the business, but am I reading the right material to help enhance my business? Or am I just reading junk or putting trash? You got to realize time is not just the time where you're working on your business. It is all phases and aspects of your life because they're going to feed that business. I'm not telling you not to have downtime and not to have fun, but you really have to be mindful with managing your time.
It just becomes very scarce.
Yeah.
And so, and the value of it starts increasing.
And that's the key.
And where you thought maybe you were worth it's probably like a dollar, you're now worth thousands. And so millionaires, people that have multiple businesses or have a business, they take their time very seriously.
Very.
And they don't give it away too freely. They do watch who they are around on a constant basis, and they do watch the books that they read. They're careful with what they put in their brain. And so, again, that was previous episodes that we've done.
Yeah.
And this is a continuous, we are a work in progress.
Everybody, yes.
I am a work in progress. And so this is a constant daily by the hour event.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to having who's around you, it's critical because those people are going to say things and take you for granted.
Right.
And that's time taken away. There's a saying that we have in Spanish, and my mother used to tell us this often, was dime con quién andas y te diré quién es. And in English is translated, tell me who you're walking with, who you're around, and I'll tell you who you are. So if you are the boss, hello. That's all I got to say. So so when we're talking about resources, budget, and time, you're absolutely time is the critical thing there. And so if you do that correctly, that's going to tie one-to-one.
You budget your time.
With your budget and your time and your money.
Yes.
That's where we get really creative in figuring out how to when we're we say, oh, I can't do that because I'm busy. Well, let's define busy.
Busy, yeah. What does busy really mean?
So you, as a business owner, you start figuring out how to do multiple things, multiple ways, mm-hmm. and you start being very multitask because you want to get the most for your buck.
You want to maximize it.
You want to maximize it.
And you know you're really good when you don't figure out how to make money while you sleep.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a whole nother podcast.
But. It is. So with dealing with resources, and I'm not going to go in deeply into this, that in itself is also, I'm sure, another podcast.
Right.
However, what I will tell you is this. When you're starting your own business, please do not dismiss your resources. Mm-hmm. There's full action mode that people go on and they want to open up the business. They want to buy this for their business. They get excited. Excitement is good. However, we want to make sure that you're not overextending your capabilities on your resources, which is time or money. That's an easy way to open a business and close it really quick.
This is an example. We had a client before they came to us, they were not fully tracking their money the way they should. And when we sat down, we looked at the books, and even though they always had money in their pocket, and they thought they were making so much money from their business, when we really did the books and balanced it out, they was losing money. They didn't even realize that they were losing money.
And where they were losing money
right.
So when we said earlier that we want to learn early, if we're failing, we tweaked it. It was literally a very small tweak. Yeah. Once we were able to get that bird eye view, get a little bit of coaching and consulting, we were able to get in there, say, and it was literally a tweak. We tweaked it. That where it was a loss was then a gain.
Yes.
And so that is very adjustable. We are agile. We can adjust. Mm-hmm. And we know how to make sure that that person is optimizing the most off of the dollar so that they don't have to take out a loan to open a business. They don't have to take out a loan to grow their business.
Right.
There are multiple strategies that you could look at things many different ways. And the one tip that I will give for this podcast and resources also is, as you're moving through opening your business, preparing for your business, it is as simple as literally a Ziploc bag. Get a Ziploc bag. You could get pretty, or you could just get a Ziploc bag, get a Sharpie on there and put, I'm my boss. I am the boss. Business X. And that's where you throw in all, or you could put, in 2021, the year, put all your receipts in there. Mm-hmm. That at the very least will help you when you start going down the line, the year closes out, and then everybody hears the bad word, say taxes. That can help you out a whole lot. It can also help you out in tracking what you've bought for your business. So with the resources, it is not that difficult. Please don't be scared to look at your numbers or what it's going to take. We did this incrementally with all of our clients.
Yeah, it's
and
a process.
As we said earlier, that we teach them how to fish. We have clients that we started that would not even look at a spreadsheet or even know what Excel is. Mm-hmm. And they now track their own numbers themselves. They didn't even outsource it.
They did not. It was beautiful.
We thought they would outsource it because they hated it so badly. And so we got to the point that when we said in a meeting, what does that spreadsheet look like? And the person was able to flip the spreadsheet over in a New York minute, as I like to say, and all the numbers were calculated and we were good to go.
And she was actually able to give that to her accountant for her taxes.
Yes.
And she was done.
Yes.
And that was the first time she was able to do that.
Right.
So
don't be scared of numbers.
Don't be scared. It's a learning curve.
Yes.
But you can learn it. You're smart. You're intelligent people. Just sit down and take the time to learn it. If you want to know where to put your time at, put your time in learning about that budget.
Right. As you said earlier, what is like it? You is smart.
You.
You is smart.
Okay.
You got this. Okay.
You're a mess. We're done. So this brings us to the end. And we want to just say thank you for being with us for this first season.
To the end of season one.
In our next podcast episode five, we're gonna bring to you Samantha Summers, owner and founder of Glitterati Nails and Body by Glitterati. She's one of our success stories, and all these examples we just gave about that budget, it was Samantha. She'll be all right. She can talk to you about it. She was so nervous and scared, but now she is flying high. And she's just going to talk to you about her journey, going from an idea to opening her business and becoming a boss lady. So we're really excited to have her on the show. And we just want to say thank you all for riding with us. We really do appreciate it.
As you have heard in previous podcasts, we like to leave you with relevant quotes. For this podcast, we have the following.
You have the talent and the training to succeed. You just have to get out there and give it all you got, your time, your talent, and lean into it. Lean in and commit. Lean into that dream. Lean like you've never leaned on something before and just go for it. That was a combination of Cree and Denzel, one of his graduation speeches.
I love Denzel.
Yes. Nice to look at. Great actors.
Yes, and his speech is incredible.
Yeah, it was very awesome. You guys YouTube it if you want. It was a really great speech. Those are some of the nuggets I took away from it, but I wanted to communicate that to you all.
Yes. So you have been listening to Embrace the Possible podcast with Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda from ICE Consulting and Coaching. You can find the podcast on all the major platforms, Elite Conversations, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud. We thank you for trusting us to take time out of your day to listen to the podcast and release your untapped potential.